Welcome to Vantage Point's Flashback. We highlight stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, municipal councils, for your support. Paint by Roller. Norman James Brakey, you saved me many, many hours of drudgery. You're an inventor of the best kind, and born in Pearson, no less. Back before 1940 and before your invention, everyone who painted a house, inside or out, needed to use a paintbrush. The paintbrush is fine for small jobs, but I shudder when I remember doing a whole house with one. One instruction manual described brush painting, saying, "Dip the brush into a can of paint and raise it above your head. Be careful not to let the paint roll down your arm or add freckles to your face. Dab it on the ceiling. Repeat the process hundreds of times. Then take a bath." I've had many bad days scrubbing paint off my arms and face so I could go to church with self-respect. Now you, Mr. Brakey, have made painting so much easier. Thank you for inventing the paint roller and the paint roller tray. You grew up in the 1890s during Pearson's building boom, when the hardware store was the busiest place in town. By the time you were a young man, prairie settlers were done with being rustic. Folks wanted their homes and their community to look smart. You had an idea, as inventors do, that a 2-inch cylinder with a cloth covering mounted on a rod with a handle would improve the painting experience. After the war, you found yourself in Toronto consulting with a Mr. Hamilton. You needed help determining which fabric would absorb paint and then release it smoothly as it rolled over a wall. Mr. Hamilton suggested a mohair velour that was used in railway touring coaches. He suggested applying the cloth on a bias so that there wouldn't be a distinct line left behind by the roller. You got a local tinsmith to hammer out a tray and you're off to the races, literally. You got a Canadian patent and set up a home factory, producing over 50,000 of them, and the name Cotton Coater Eaton's even sold them in their catalogs. Just think of all those happy painters. But fame and fortune didn't roll out as smoothly as your cotton coater. A certain Mr. Adams in the States also claimed to be the inventor of your slick contraption. In 1942, Mr. Adams convinced the U.S. Patent Office with his story, and since he worked for Sherwin-Williams Paints, his version was the one that was mass-produced, satisfying the largest market in the world. You died a poorer man for all this, but not at all forgotten. Mr. Brakey, you were finally honored, vindicated, at least for us Pearsonites, when in 1967 you were heralded in the McClellan and Stewart's Inventor's Guide, and in a Maclean's featured called Who's Who of Canadian What's-Their-Names. For us, you won the race. Paint by Roller is adapted from a story in Vantage Points 4. Vantage Points is a 5-book series about the layers of history in southwest Manitoba. All the stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.